glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Our Bibles tell of God's great mercy. It also tells us of His just judgment upon the unrighteousness of men. I'll be reading an account from Genesis that reveals both for us, and I invite you to listen as the biblical record tells us of the historical fact of what happened to the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Following our song, we invite you to join us in hearing from the Word of God. In our first reading, the Lord reveals the purpose of His visit to the city of Sodom. Reading from Genesis 18, beginning in verse 16. When the men got up to leave, they looked down toward Sodom, and Abraham walked along with them to see them on their way. Then the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do? Abraham will surely become a great and powerful nation, and all nations on earth will be blessed through him. For I have chosen him, so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised him." Then the Lord said, "The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great and their sins so grievous that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know." And then Abraham makes an appeal to the Lord for the righteous who live among the wicked. Beginning in verse 23, "Then Abraham approached him," that is the Lord, "and said, 'Will you sweep away the righteous with the wicked? What if there are 50 righteous people in the city? Will you really sweep it away and not spare the place for the sake of the 50 righteous people in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to kill the righteous with the wicked, treating the righteous and the wicked alike. Far be it from you. Will not the judge of all the earth do right?' The Lord said, 'If I find 50 righteous people in the city of Sodom, I will spare the whole place for their sake.' Then Abraham spoke up again, 'Now that I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord, though I am nothing but dust and ashes, what if the number of the righteous is 5 less than 50? Will you destroy the whole city because of the 5 people?' 'If I find 45 there,' he said, 'I will not destroy it.' Once again he spoke to him, 'What if only 40 are found there?' He said, 'For the sake of the 40, I will not do it.' Then he said, 'May the Lord not be angry, but let me speak. What if only 30 can be found there?' He answered, 'I will not do it if I find 30 there.' Abraham said, 'Now that I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord, what if only 20 can be found there?' He said, 'For the sake of 20, I will not destroy it.' Then he said, 'May the Lord not be angry, but let me speak just once more. What if only 10 can be found there?' He said, 'For the sake of the 10, I will not destroy it.' When the Lord had finished speaking with Abraham, he left, and Abraham returned home." Following that conversation, the record tells us of the angels who had been visiting with Abraham, along with the Lord, how they discovered the wickedness of the city. The first 5 verses of Genesis 19. The 2 angels arrived at Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gateway of the city. When he saw them, he got up to meet them and bowed down with his face to the ground. "My lords," he said, "please turn aside to your servant's house. You can wash your feet and spend the night and then go on your way early in the morning. No, they answered, we will spend the night in the square. But he insisted so strongly that they did go with him and entered his house. He prepared a meal for them, breaking bread without yeast, and they ate. Before they had gone to bed, all the men from every part of the city of Sodom, both young and old, surrounded the house. They called to Lot, where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us so that we may have sex with them. Following that and Lot's desire to save the men from this terrible act, Lot is warned by the angels and urged to leave the city before the destruction comes. We pick up the reading in chapter 19, verse 12. The two men said to Lot, do you have anyone else here, sons-in-laws, daughters, or anyone else in the city who belongs to you? Get them out of here, because we are going to destroy this place. The outcry to the Lord against its people is so great that he has sent us to destroy it. So Lot went out and spoke to his son-in-laws who were pledged to marry his daughters. He said, hurry and get out of this place, because the Lord is about to destroy the city. But his sons-in-law thought he was joking. With the coming of dawn, the angels urged Lot, saying, hurry, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, or you will be swept away when the city is punished. When he hesitated, the men grasped his hand and the hands of his wife and his two daughters and led them safely out of the city, for the Lord was merciful to them. As soon as they had brought them out, one of them said, flee for your lives. Don't look back and don't stop anywhere in the plains. Flee to the mountains, or you will be swept away. But Lot said to them, no, my lords, please, your servant has found favor in your eyes, and you have shown great kindness to me in the sparing of my life. But I can't flee to the mountains. This disaster will overtake me, and I'll die. Look, here is a town near enough to run to, and it is small. Let me flee to it. It is very small, isn't it? Then my life will be spared. He said to him, very well, I will grant this request too. I will not overthrow the town you speak of, but flee there quickly, because I cannot do anything until you reach it. That is why the town is called Zoar. Following that reading, we find that after Lot is warned to leave the city and he hesitated, then we continue on and share what took place in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. Verse 23 of Genesis 19. By the time Lot reached Zoar, the sun had risen over the land. Then the Lord rained down burning sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. Thus he overthrew those cities and the entire plain, including all those living in the cities and also the vegetation in the land. But Lot's wife looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and returned to the place where he had stood before the Lord. He looked down toward Sodom and Gomorrah, toward all the land of the plain, and he saw dense smoke rising from the land like smoke from a furnace. So when God destroyed the cities of the plain, he remembered Abraham, and he brought Lot out of the catastrophe that overthrew the cities where Lot had lived. God is able to save the righteous even when he must bring judgment upon the wickedness of men. And God will bring the judgment upon man's sins. Let us all know both the kindness of God's great mercy and his stern judgment.
Some in the last days with evil desire scoff at the promise once made. Where is the coming foretold long ago? Where are the trumpets and where are the clouds? And why are the dead still in their graves? They have forgotten that long, long ago God with the word all things made. And by that same word present heaven and earth wait for the fire reserved for the judgment and final destruction of ungodly men. Jesus is coming. On the clouds he will ride like the wind. He'll be. He is coming to some as a foe and to others as friend. The dead in Christ will rise first, and we who still are alive will meet the Lord in the air and join with the angels on high. A day to the Lord is like thousands of years, thousands of years like a day. His deepest desire is for all to repent, patiently waiting, not slow in the keeping. The promise will surely soon be fulfilled. The day of the Lord, like a thief in the night, comes with a thunderous sound. The holy invasion with Christ in command floods from the heavens with trumpets resounding and angels proclaiming, Jesus has come. Jesus is coming. On the clouds he will ride like the wind. Yes, he is coming to some as a foe and to others as friend. The dead in Christ will rise first, and we who still are alive will meet the Lord in the air and join with the angels on high. And join with the angels on high. Angels on high.
Thank you for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.